All right, Martin Davalos, look, you broke the streak. And if there was one guy in qualifying that Adam said he was perfectly fine to give up his streak of fastest qualifiers, it was you. So congratulations on that. That's cool, though.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, honestly, I rode smooth. We figured some things out on the bike. I've been having some clutch problems the first two rounds and just riding sketchy, you know. So I just told myself I just really need to settle down. You know, this is a long season, and I know how to ride.
Good advice.
Yeah. I don't know how many lives I have, you know. So I really need to settle down. And I felt like I rode well today. I felt like there was a few mistakes, a few out-of-control moments, but the track was gnarly. Yeah. And I love when the whoops are big, you know. Like, I think that separates people. And I think in the main event, you can really make up some time and you can really lose some time. So I was pumped about the night. Obviously, a little hiccup with Justin in the main event. My starts are terrible. The bike's got so much power, and I really need to figure it out, what to do with the starts, because in this class, there's so many good guys that, you know, if I start outside top 10, it's just going to be hard to kind of come inside of them. So I just need to get back and just, you know, I think it was important for me to finish this main event. And we just talking about lap times. I ran, my fastest lap was on lap 23 with a 54, and I was good, man. I felt solid. I think
you were pretty far back.
I was so far back that at one point I thought I was going to get lapped on lap like 3 or 4. Yeah. But I just put my head down and I said points, you know, points and points. That's all that matters. We have so many races left. And I ended up coming to 13th, so it was good. I don't know. How did I do on the fantasy?
Oh, yeah, you crushed it. Yeah, you did. Did you pick yourself?
I picked myself. I told myself, you're a fucking go.
Yeah, you need to get 17th to get double points. And so that was pretty easy. Does it qualifying first in that second session, did you surprise yourself? Is that cool?
It's awesome. I mean, just to know that I have the speed to ride with the top guys, it's amazing. Obviously, they, you know, you really have to throw down when you want to go that fast.
Yeah.
And, It was awesome to just feel that. You know, I knew I was good in the whoops. I knew I put a solid lap, and you know, it's just a confidence booster, you know. But still, we all know, you know, I can do a one lap, and a lot of people can do one lap, and this class is about 25 laps that we need to do. So I got to regroup, practice some starts this week, because we got a triple crown. So it's going to be all about starts that week.
And you're feeling better with the bike?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Bike's coming around. We've worked on some stuff. They discovered an issue with the clutch that I had. And now we're moving in the right direction. You know, going to go home and try and, sprint, you know, this week.
Sure.
I'm a little under the weather this week. And, just able to, you know, salvage some good points and able to ride good. I was happy.
First three rounds, I've loved the tracks. They've been technical. Good for a guy like you. Different combos, big stuff, big whoops. I've been a fan of the first three rounds.
I love it. Yeah. You know, I was a little... I was really worried about that split lane on press day when I did it. But, it actually was very, very good for racing. You know, sometimes you don't want to follow a guy. You know, you just want to change it up, and you just don't, you know, there's a few places that it just doesn't open up. And that just made, to be honest with you, I passed four people just, taking my time and cutting down. And, you know, when the track gets slick, you can open up some turns. So it was awesome. I liked the track a lot. It was pretty tight, but man, it was good for racing.
Next step for you, round four, just get a good start and like get a solid sixth or seventh place with no incidents. Every weekend, you've been very exciting to watch, good and bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sketchy sometimes. I make it interesting, but you know, like I said, this is a long season, and I want to be in one piece. You know, it's important for me to finish every single round, and I think I need to. Sometimes I need to take a deep breath and just kind of control myself. There are times that are not, I'm not going to feel the best, and that's when I need to really, settle back.
It was cool to see you on top of the board, and nice comeback in the main. Thanks, man.
Thank you.